Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Earth's Final Warning radio program. I'm your host, Brian Mallory, and I thank you all so much for tuning in. And today's message is going to be on the subject of repenting. Repent because the kingdom of heaven is at hand. This is the central theme of the Bible. The kingdom of heaven, rather, is the central theme of the entire Bible. But ever since Jesus came to earth, I would say one of the main themes is telling the world that to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And Jesus began to teach this message. He, back in the book of Matthew, chapter 4, John had just been cast into prison. And Jesus had come to Capernaum, and at that point he began to teach, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Make no mistake about it, the message today is the same as it was then. To all men, everywhere, to repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. In the book of Acts, chapter 17:30, Paul had just been reasoning with the Greek philosophers. And he said to them that in times past, God winked at the ignorance of those who worshiped false gods. Now, that's my paraphrase, but essentially that's what that verse is saying. And he says, but now commandeth men everywhere to repent. Repentance is the only thing that will get a person into the kingdom of God. God just doesn't reach down and pick up some person who loves their sin and force them into the kingdom of God. That's not the way that works. Now, Calvinism teaches that, but the Bible doesn't teach that. And Calvinism isn't based on the Word of God. It's based on the word of a man, John Calvin, a murderer, no less. So the Bible is clear that the only way to receive forgiveness of your sins and to be born into the kingdom of God is to repent of your sins. That's absolutely certain throughout. That's taught throughout the Word of God. And so you can rest assured that no one will enter into the kingdom of heaven any other way except through repentance. We were all born into sin. We're all sinners unless we accept Christ as our Savior. And until such time as an individual does that, then that person is a sinner living under the wrath of God. The Bible tells us that the wrath of God abideth on those who are in sin. And so this is imperative for everyone. Now, this is also a problem for those who believe that, you know, they've accepted Christ, but they've continued to live like the devil ever since they accepted him, which doesn't make any sense whatsoever, because the entire purpose, the sole purpose for Jesus coming to earth was to redeem man from their sins, to bring them from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light, into the kingdom of from the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of heaven. And so that was the sole purpose for Jesus coming to earth, to bring men from the kingdom of Satan into the kingdom of God. So how can you believe as a Christian that you're living a life that is forbidden by God, and yet you still think you're going to heaven? The Bible does not teach that. That, again, that's rooted in Calvinism. That's the doctrine of eternal security, and it is a false doctrine. be it known unto you all, particularly all of you who think that you can live any way you want to now that you've accepted Christ. There's no way you can lose your salvation. You better think again, because the Bible teaches no such thing. But that is not what this program today is about. This today is about repentance, plain and simple, to the sinner and to the saint, because there are plenty of saints that, as I just mentioned, have one foot in the world and one foot in the church, and they think somehow that they're going to circumvent the justice of God, and I assure you that is not the case. God will not allow you to continue to live like this, and you will not go to heaven. Let's put it that way. You're not going to bring your sin into heaven. You know, unless you repent of your sin, you will be judged for your sins. Now, over in the book of Luke 21, verse 36, Jesus is, this is the Olivet Discourse, and Jesus is teaching on the rapture of the church and the signs of the times. And Jesus says, starting in verse 34, Luke 21, 34, and take heed to yourselves, lest at any time your hearts be overcharged with surfeiting and drunkenness and the cares of this life, so that that may come upon you unawares. For as a snare it will come on all them that dwell on the face of the whole earth. Watch ye therefore and pray always that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things and that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. If you've accepted Christ, if you're not living for him, and the rapture should occur while you're living in darkness, you should know that you will not be taken out of here to escape the wrath of God. Now, of course, I know that all the new Johnny-come-lately Bible scholars post their blogs on the internet saying that there is no rapture, and they use plenty of pejoratives to describe those who believe in the rapture. Don't listen to those people. The Bible tells us in the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter 4, let me see, chapter 4, starting at verse 15. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Then the Apostle John, in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, when writing to the church of Smyrna, tells the church at Smyrna that because they have kept the word of his patience, they will escape the hour that is to come upon the whole world. Let me quote that. Let me get to the book of Revelation and quote that from there. Let me make sure I have this. Yeah, here. Chapter 3, and this is the Jesus. Let me see. I don't want to take up any more. I guess I don't have it. But anyway, that's what Jesus said to the church of Smyrna through the Apostle John, that he was going to keep them from the hour of temptation that was to come upon the whole world to try everyone on the earth. And so that's a promise that we have from God. We are not appointed to wrath, but that we should escape the wrath of God by living in obedience to him. And that's what today's program is all about. We need to repent, but it's important for us today I mean, it's always important, of course, but, you know, the Jesus is going to be coming very soon. And it's important that you're living for him when he does come, as you just saw in the book of Luke, chapter 21, verse 36, because many Christians are concerned with the affairs of this life, and they've set their affections on the things of the world, rather where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. And so the day of the rapture is coming soon. It's imminent. It could happen before I finish this program. And should that happen, if you are living in sin, you're not going to escape the wrath of God that's to come upon the whole world. You're going to go through the wrath of God, and it will be unlike anything your mind can conceive. It will be beyond your wildest imaginations, the hell that's to come upon this earth once the church is raptured out of here and the Antichrist comes on the scene and takes over the world. You know, in that day, it won't be like it is today. Most people are going to pay with their lives for professing Christ. I mean, many people have already paid with their lives, but in the day of the tribulation period, the 7-year tribulation period, people are going to pay. You know, they're going to be presented with a choice. You either take the mark of the beast and eat and buy or sell or whatever you need to do, so long as you take that mark. But by taking that mark, you will have sworn allegiance to the Antichrist. And the Bible tells us in the book of Revelation, chapter 14, that anyone who takes the mark of the beast, the smoke of their torment shall ascend up before God forever and ever and ever. And they will be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the Lamb and the angels. So you will have sealed your fate should that day come. And it's going to be tough. I mean, I don't know how you can be buying much or selling much when all of these catastrophes that are predicted in the book of Revelation start happening. But apparently there is some mitigation to the suffering. You know, if you can buy and sell and eat, of course, the last half of the tribulation is going to be worse than the first. But suffice it to say that you don't want to be there, and you don't have to be there. That promise to the church Jesus made to the church of Smyrna applies to all churches. The message to the seven churches in Revelation, or I should say the promises made to the seven churches of Revelation, are made to each church. Each church has a right to claim those promises, and this is one of them, that we will escape that hour. Yeah, but you're only going to escape that hour if you have been counted worthy to do so. And so if you're living in sin and you're not going to make that journey to heaven. You're not going to be caught up in the clouds with Jesus. You're going to go through the tribulation period and suffer with the evildoers here on earth. After all, if you've chosen to live a life that's displeasing to the Lord before the tribulation period, as a Christian, no less, then why should you escape the wrath? You're deserving of wrath, or the wrath of God, as any sinner who doesn't know Christ. And so that's what today's message has been all about, the necessity to repent of your sins before Christ returns. That was the message that I wanted to share with you all today. I hope it's been a blessing to you. And once again, I thank you all for tuning into the program. And I am now going to close out the program, and I will leave you with these words: keep the faith and defend the truth. Have a good day, everybody.